Lesson 49, Exodus chapter 20, part 1. Introduction. While the children of Israel were camped at Mount Sinai, God gave them the Ten Commandments. This lesson introduces the Ten Commandments and discusses the first five commandments in detail. Note, this lesson provides an opportunity for three students to teach the class. To be sure these students have time to prepare, provide each student with a copy of the section he or she is to teach a day or two in advance. You could also choose to teach these sections yourself. Suggestions for teaching. Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. God gives the children of Israel the Ten Commandments. Explain that while the Israelites were gathered at the base of Mount Sinai, they heard the voice of God give the Ten Commandments to them from a cloud at the top of the mountain. Invite students to refer to the handout titled Moses's and Israel's Experiences with Jehovah at Mount Sinai. A completed version of the handout is located in the appendix of this manual. Invite students to write the following on line 5 on the handout. God speaks the Ten Commandments to the Israelites. To help students become familiar with the Ten Commandments, divide students into teams. List on the board the numbers 1 through 10 in one column for each team. Provide each team with a marker or a piece of chalk. Invite one student from each team to come to the board and write one of the Ten Commandments in their team's designated column, and then pass the marker or chalk to another student on his or her team. This will continue for 2 minutes, with each team member writing an additional commandment or correcting one that is on the board. You may want to suggest that students try to write the commandments in their correct order. Students are not allowed to use their scriptures for this activity. After the activity, ask the class the following question. Where in the scriptures can we read the Ten Commandments? Ask several students to take turns reading aloud from Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. Invite the class to follow along and look for each of the Ten Commandments. You may want to suggest that students mark and number each commandment in their scriptures. After the verses are read, invite students to evaluate their lists on the board. Invite them to note how many of the commandments they listed correctly and in the proper order. Note, Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17 is a scripture mastery passage. Studying scripture mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark scripture mastery passages in a distinctive way so that they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the next lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Explain that keeping the Ten Commandments would prepare the Israelites to receive greater blessings. How would you respond to someone who says that the Ten Commandments were only meant for the people in the Bible and do not apply to us today? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, although the world has changed, the laws of God remain constant. They have not changed. They will not change. The Ten Commandments are just that, commandments. They are not suggestions. They are every bit as requisite today as they were when God gave them to the children of Israel. End quote. What stands out to you about President Monson's statement? The rest of this lesson is designed for three students to teach. The student teachers may take turns teaching the entire class, or the class could divide into three groups and rotate between teachers. Allow each student about 8 minutes to teach. Student teacher number 1, Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 7. Ask your classmates to ponder how they would respond if someone asked them what their first priority is in life. Do not ask them to share their responses. Ask a classmate to state the first commandment. Then ask the following questions. What do you think it means when the Lord said, quote, thou shalt have no other gods before me, end quote? As your classmates respond, you may need to point out that our worship of God should be our highest priority and that we should give exclusive devotion to Him. What did God forbid in the second commandment? Making and worshiping graven images or idols. How is the Lord described in verse 5? A jealous God. To help your classmates understand this use of the word jealous, invite a student to read the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "The meaning of jealous is revealing. Its Hebrew origin means possessing sensitive and deep feelings. Thus we offend God when we serve other gods, when we have other first priorities." End quote. What priorities may we be tempted to place ahead of worshiping God? Why do you think it may be hurtful to the Lord when He sees us placing these other priorities above our worship of Him? Ask a student to read Exodus chapter 20, verse 6 aloud. Invite your classmates to follow along, looking for what the Lord promises to those who love Him and keep His commandments. What principle can we learn from verse 6? Your classmates may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. If we love God and keep His commandments, then He will show us mercy. Explain that in verse 6, the word mercy does not mean only forgiveness of sin. It includes all of the ways the Lord reaches out to bless us, such as giving us strength, assurance, support, protection, and guidance. Invite students to ponder the following question for a moment before asking them to respond. When have you felt the Lord's mercy as you have shown your love for Him and kept His commandments? You may also want to share an experience. Invite a classmate to read Exodus chapter 20, verse 7 aloud. What does it mean to take the name of God in vain? To use the names of Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, including titles such as God and Lord, lightly, irreverently, or disrespectfully, or to violate covenants that have been made in their names. How does obeying the commandment to not take the name of God in vain show our love for Him? Encourage your classmates to make worshiping God their highest priority by choosing to love Him and keep His commandments. Explain that as they do this, they will experience His mercy in their lives. Student Teacher 2, Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Ask your classmates the following questions. What was a special day in your life that you will always want to remember? Why is that day important to you? Invite a classmate to read Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for a special day the Lord wants us to remember. After the verses have been read, ask your classmates the following questions. According to Exodus chapter 20, verse 10, whom does the Sabbath day belong to? How did the Sabbath day become a holy day? Explain that the Sabbath day is the Lord's day and is holy. Because the Sabbath day is already holy, our responsibility is to keep it holy. Based on verses 9 and 10, what must we do to keep the Sabbath day holy? Students may use different words, but they should identify the following principle. Resting from our labors on the Sabbath can help us to keep it a holy day. How can obeying the instructions in verse 9 help us obey the instructions in verse 10? What are some other ways that we can keep the Sabbath a holy day? If your classmates need help with some ideas, see Doctrine and Covenants section 59, verses 9 through 10, and For the Strength of Youth booklet, pages 30 through 31. How have you been blessed as you have kept the Sabbath day a holy day? You may want to explain why the Sabbath day is important to you and how you have been blessed by keeping the Sabbath day a holy day. Student Teacher 3, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Remind your classmates of the commandment to honor our fathers and mothers. See Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Then ask, why do you think the way we treat our parents is important to the Lord? Ask a classmate to read Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the blessing the Lord promised to those who obey the commandment to honor their fathers and mothers. Explain that the land referred to in verse 12 was the land of Canaan, which had been promised to the children of Israel if they kept their covenants with the Lord. However, they learned that if they broke their covenants, they would be driven from the land and scattered. We can learn the following principle from verse 12. As we honor our parents, the Lord will bless us. What do you think it means to honor your father and mother? If needed, you may want to point out that we honor our parents as we show love and respect for them. We also bring honor to them as we live righteously. How can a person honor a parent who is not living righteously or who teaches his or her children to do things that are contrary to Heavenly Father's commandments? As your classmates respond, you may want to point out that the commandment to honor our parents comes after the first commandment to love and serve Heavenly Father above all else. In addition, we can show love and respect for our earthly parents even when they are not perfect. How have you been blessed as you have honored your parents? You may want to display a picture of your parents or guardians. You might share an experience you have had when you have honored them and were blessed as you did so. Invite your classmates to consider what they might do to more fully honor their parents. After each of the student teachers has taught, invite a few students to explain to the class what they learned. As part of the discussion of what they learned about the first two commandments, consider reading aloud the following statement by President Ezra Taft Benson. Quote, "When we put God first, all other things fall into their proper place or drop out of our lives. Our love of the Lord will govern the claims of our affection, the demands of our time, the interests we pursue, and the order of our priorities." End quote. Invite students to write in their scripture study journals or notebooks what they can do to improve their efforts to keep the commandments they learned about today. Conclude with your testimony of the principles students discussed. Commentary and background information. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Honor thy father and thy mother. President Ezra Taft Benson spoke of the importance of honoring our parents, whether or not they are active in the church. See A Message to the Rising Generation, Ensign, November 1977, pages 31 and 32.